beyond reach.
I spied wings of reason, herself taking flight.
And upon yonder precipice, saw her alight.
And glared back at me one last look of dismay.
As if she were the last one she thought I'd betray. Drawing quite close to the top of the shelf,
I struggled with destiny up on the ledge.
And gasped when defeated, he slipped off the edge.
Silence contagious in moments like these.
Consumed me and strengthened my will to appease.
A passion that sparked me one terrible night.
It shocked and persuaded my soul to ignite.
Contagious in moments like these.
Consume me and strengthen my will to appease.
The passion that sparked me one terrible night.
It shocked and persuaded my soul to ignite.
It shocked and persuaded my soul to ignite. It shocked and persuaded my soul to ignite. It shocked and persuaded my soul to ignite. It shocked and persuaded my soul to ignite.
everybody. It's Monday night, and it's time for 10 dozen minutes of frantic shirt packing with Jake and Mr. Skullhead. With me, as always, is Mr. Skullhead.
I'm just glad that we got all the fudge packed earlier.
Yeah, no, I know. I mean, it allowed us to be more relaxed and, you know, less tense about the whole last-minute Comic-Con preparation. Dust Bunny, I mean, Merrick, says that the vocals are good. So I think we're all set on level. Sorry about the incredibly long song, both listeners and Merrick, who had to wait through it to check levels. It wasn't the song I meant to play. That was just a random song selected from everything that the broadcast software has ever played, because it couldn't find that Coheed and Cambria song that I was trying to play.
And which Coheed and Cambria song were you trying to play?
The one Coheed and Cambria song.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Nama is in the house, and she's a big fan of Coheed and Cambria. She's probably pretty angry that we just implied that there's only one Coheed and Cambria song, but I've only ever heard one. I thought that there were others, but then I looked at the titles, and I was like, nah, those can't be songs.
They do have that disease of, like, the song of Favor House Atlantic should be called Good Eye Sniper, pretty much.
I don't know that that's necessary. I mean, you know, that's the I don't know how I feel about the practice. Right, it's part of the story.
Yeah, they're a prog band, but
story.
If you're a band and you're writing songs, you should name the song after the phrase that sticks out most in the song. And that's actually a law, like a law of physics.
It's not just a law of you know, marketing. It's actually a law of physics that's
yeah,
what
I mean, it's
to
part
do.
Of the fundamental makeup of the universe. It's just because not every band does it doesn't mean that it's untrue that they should.
Yeah.
Because that the Who song is totally called Teenage Wasteland.
This is a slice of life at the asymmetric offices here. We're getting some crazy. So yeah, let's see. Palace Squall says, will there ever be a chance to actually infiltrate the Penguin mining operation? Maybe a mafia suit? No, you might be able to infiltrate it wearing some sort of lawsuit.
Yeah, that would probably work. Would you call a policeman's uniform a lawsuit?
No. I would call it a recipe for erection.
Ah.
That's because I like boys in uniform.
I was just kindly assuming that you meant, like, a woman in little hot pants and, like, a
what my what my dad used to refer to as a dickless Tracy.
Wow.
Because, you know, he was the master of political correctness. And, what do you call the opposite of sexism? Just being nice.
Oh.
Seriously, what do you call that? Like, gender tolerance?
I guess.
Tiny Plastic Jixtran asks why you can't combine two nothing in the boxes, actually two nothings in the box, to make a nothing in the box in the box. That joke had to stop somewhere. And it stopped when the names of the items started getting so long that they were breaking all of the item drop-downs.
Yeah, and then Riff now, lost an eye, yeah, and it just wasn't fun in games anymore.
Yeah, it was. Actually, what Riff did was create McPhee's Grimoire of Hilarious Object Summoning, which tripled the length of every item drop-down that we have in all of our utilities. But, you know. Wow, two people in a row just asking if I'll give them a Mr. A. No, that's not the kind of question we're going to answer.
We won't say their names because then other people will write in just so we'll say their names.
Phoenix would like a Mr. A for every time somebody asks for a Mr. A. That's a bad precedent to set. Lusty Pirate Wench says, hey, my friend Tim, the guy who made me play this game, says that we should be able to blow our wads out of the empty blowguns. Thank you, have a nice day. You can maybe shoot your wad out of a crossbow.
Hmm. Then they could all do different kinds of elemental damage.
That'd be pretty funny, the you shoot your wad. Zero asks what our opinions are about pita.
I think the bread is great for making gyros.
Yeah, no, it's healthier than regular bread.
Mm-hmm.
Too.
And Greeker.
I don't really care about the organization. I mean, I don't particularly, like, I don't like animal testing for, like, shampoo, because I just don't think having good shampoo is worth, you know, killing animals. But, like, I'm all about whatever degree of animal mistreatment has to occur to cure cancer, you know? Like, fuck those.
Every time I think that PETA actually has a point by doing something like going up against the fur farms in China where they do horrible things to animals, they do something like picketing a baseball game because the balls are made of are covered in leather. It was like
that actually happened.
Yeah, and I don't care about cows at all.
I mean, really, you know, if you're killing something and using its hide, I don't think that's cruel. I just think that's like, you know, being at the top of the food chain.
And their cows are pretty much creatures that have been bred over the years to just be big, dumb lumps of meat. That
even before us, you know, even like the lions, there are just, you know, big, dumb herd animals that are designed. I mean, the entire reason that they exist, the entire reason that they evolved is to provide meat for the carnivores.
Indeed.
You know, they're not tough enough. They just rely on having numbers, and you know, we've increased the number of cows many, many thousand fold by eating tasty beef at every opportunity. I had some tasty beef today in my Del Taco tacos.
I don't think I have. What is pepperoni made out of?
Pepperoni's made of pork, I think.
Okay.
I'm going to have, you know what I'm going to have as soon as we take a break is some tasty eel that my wife brought me from the new teriyaki bowl place.
Sweet.
Goddamn eel is tasty.
That's amore. Actually, it's probably not. It's probably a different kind of eel entirely.
Ha ha ha. Yeah. Bunyip Endler says, I'm fine with all the nerfs, but I think it would make sense if you pushed out the nerfs with NS13. That way speedruns will be broken a lot at the same time, so it won't be as big of a deal. That was always the plan. We're not going to do anything that dramatically increases the amount of time an Ascension run takes until we do NS13, the point of which is to dramatically increase the amount of time an Ascension run takes. So, you know, yeah, that's a good plan, and it was our plan.
Yeah, I should say at this point, what we were talking about earlier, that for some reason the people who get really excited about finding out the best strategy for playing the game and go through amazing lengths to do so and come out with something that's incredibly tedious but is the best strategy get pissed off at us when we change the game so that's no longer the best strategy. And really, they should be thanking us because now they have something new to figure out.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and it's honestly, I mean, there are a lot of well-reasoned arguments on both sides of the whole stasis thing because it is really difficult, you know. But it's just there shouldn't be anything in the game that encourages you to deliberately extend the length of combat. There just shouldn't. And so we need to, you know, make it not work like that. Oops, I think my phone is ringing loudly for some reason. I'm going to have to let that stop and then figure out how to turn it off so it doesn't continue to interfere with the show. So I don't know. I don't know if I said anything about this last week or on Thursday, but they got final approval for the Wired article, and I did my telephone interview with the guy a couple hours ago, and that went okay. It's going to be a one-page article. He said he didn't know actually how long it was going to be able to be because he doesn't know how much of the page is like pictures, so who knows. Enemy Lasagna asks why you can't trade poetry or drawings with the hippies for stuff.
Maybe you should be able to trade your awful poetry journals.
But they're all the same. There are just thousands of identical awful poetry journals. I don't think hippies
I thought each goth giant kept his or her own journal.
Yeah, but all the poems are all exactly the same.
Well,
might be a slight reordering of the words, rain, soul, dark, and miasma.
Well, we didn't say that the poems only consist of those words. They just all have those words in them.
Oh.
So that means there's, you know, there's plenty of different poems that could be written. I'm sure there's one goth giant that just does limericks, which is tough because the only thing that rhymes with miasma is plasma.
Is that really the only thing? Asthma.
Riff has volunteered to attempt to write a Cessna. Oh, okay.
What about a sesquicestina?
A Sasquatch?
A sesquicestina about Sasquatch.
Well, yeah. We'll get right on that.
and then a Loch Ness limerick, come on, combine mythological monsters and forms of poetry. Come on.
A chupacabra canticle?
Yeah, all right. Gloob says, is there a maximum number of zaps you can have in a day, or is it infinite until it blows up? I don't think it's super spoilery to say that the chance of it blowing up reaches 100% pretty quickly. So there is a maximum. Feng Shui's suggests a possible fix for the antiquated 30-round limit. After some number of rounds, say 10, the monster has a percentage chance of just running away. That's something like that is an option. There was a suggestion in the forums, actually, that somebody sent me in forum PM after the last show that I really like a lot, and we'll talk about that.
That's a decent idea, except I'm not sure if that addresses the actual problem. If we can't find a way to solve the problem, just making it so you can't do it anymore is a decent way to go. But, I don't know, like, introducing something that's clearly just disguised to make it so stasis isn't a viable strategy anymore.
Yeah, but I mean, it's also, you know, Jesus. I never clear my throat, ever, and that's why I sound like this right now. It's not even just so much stasis, it's just the whole idea of deliberately extending combat like that. Like, whether, you know, it's with a starfish or with, you know, an NPZR for just generating meat. You know, I mean, the heart of it is that it's a way to exploit, you know, and sure, call it a feature of combat if you want to. In my mind, it is just entirely a metagame mechanical aspect of combat and not part of how the actual fight with the monster works that, you know, that combat can last that long. But anything that uses that, it just translates real-world time expenditure into, you know, unapproachable success in terms of gameplay. And, you know, I like somebody posted in the forums, I'm okay with people spending a lot of time learning about the game and that making them good at it. I'm not okay with people spending a lot of time just, you know, doing some tedious bullshit and getting, you know, more resources for their adventures than somebody else in a way other than just, like, choosing where to adventure, you know? Cyan220 reports something that is still not a bug, just so you know. Rudd says, how about if you encounter a cow and you just wait 5 days, it automatically dies? He also asks, if the cow is always near the top of the tower because somebody walked up all the stairs but now can't walk down them? No, it's a coincidence. Rudd says, I heard from somebody that you cannot ascend with pending trade offers. Why is that? Because if it prevented you from firing off the trade offer while you were in Ronin, it would also prevent the person from, like, getting their stuff back. I mean, I guess they could cancel it, but now that I think about it, they could totally cancel it. But it's just something that we didn't want to have to check for Ronin in. So, you know, just cancel your trade offers. There's no reason for stuff to be sitting in trade offers for more than, like, a minute or two anyway. So, you know, that's because it's a pain in the ass for our tracking. It has to be a lot more complicated than it ought to be. But, you know.
By the way, I just heard that my mic level is really low compared to yours. I think it's just that my voice level is really low compared to yours.
Wow, do you think so?
Yeah, so I've moved my mic closer to my head, and hopefully it won't start picking up my breathing like my old mic did.
Maybe it'll pick up some of the slack, though.
Yeah, I don't know.
Shaggy asks why elemental fairies do different damage when you're in elemental form. Because your familiar, because it's touching you or near you, also turns into whatever element you take on the form of. So it's like your fairy, your hot fairy, when you have spooky form on, is also made of spooky and does spooky damage. And that is as it should be. Dreamer TK, speaking of Chupacabra, asks if there could be a Chupacabra quest in there somewhere, maybe a mini quest to prevent it from drinking the goat's milk.
Huh.
That should be actually that could be the ultra rare monster in the goatlet. Is the chupacabra.
I just think if we put in a chupacabra as it is, that wouldn't really have our signature flair to it. I think it should be a chupa something else. Like a chupa murciélago in the bat cave.
Murciélago is a bat?
Yep.
Huh. Does that mean anything else? Is like a combination of more than one word?
It sounds like it should, but I don't think so.
Huh.
I do know that when I watched Batman Mask of the Phantasm in Spanish, it was very entertaining to hear them keep saying, "Ay, es el murciélago."
I think they would have just said Batmanuel.
Yeah.
So the murciélago con cacahuate.
Bat with peanuts?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, indeed. Cacahuate is one of my favorite words in Spanish. Because it has caca in it. Why is your lake Titicaca not filled with boobs and poop? Man, I like Scrubs. Unfortunately, I am out of Scrubs on DVD. I have to wait until the fourth season is released before I can buy it and then watch them all in like a week and then wait for season 5 to be released. I wouldn't say that I don't want no Scrubs. I would say that I want all Scrubs.
Well, if you don't want no Scrubs, that means you do want some Scrubs.
That's true.
Right.
But it doesn't necessarily imply that you want all Scrubs.
That's true.
You know, maybe just the ones that are hanging out the passenger side of their best friend's ride trying to holla at me.
So I started getting seasons of Smallville through Netflix and discovered that Netflix doesn't really fit the way I'm used to watching like episodic seasons of stuff, because we, Jess and I, tend to get one and go through a season of, say, Buffy or Angel or something in about 3 days. So we get a DVD and we're like, oh, a new Smallville, we'll just watch one a night, and then we watch them all, and then we have to wait 3 days to get more.
Huh. But I mean, I feel like you could maybe stack up your entire queue full of the show and send one back, you know, still watch one DVD a day and just be sending them back, you know, off the back end and getting one that you'll watch 3 days from now.
Yeah. In theory. Yeah, in theory, every time we finished a DVD, we'd put it in the mail.
Yeah.
But,
I found that my ability to use Netflix depends pretty heavily on the distance between my living room and a mailbox that I can use for outgoing mail. And, we started having, like, mail stolen, so I got, like, this mailbox with a lock on it, and I don't want to put outgoing mail in it, and, so I haven't actually sent back any Netflix movies in, the last 3 months.
It's kind of hard to steal out of your mailbox.
There is no outgoing mail at the office. Do you guys throw it in with the packages again? You go to the... like a public mailbox? Oh, Jesus Christ. That's terrible. Yeah, Di Vernon says something about being able to... you should be able to combine a 33398 scroll and a 31337 scroll as an alternate way of getting the 64735 scroll. The math still works.
Fair enough.
Where is there a 33398 scroll?
I can't remember what all the combinations are.
I thought of something that I want to do with those, and it's something that I think is kind of a cool mechanism for just like changing the way that quest works a little bit. And I wanted to talk to Mr. Skullhead about it at some point to see if, because I know the mechanism I want to use, but I can't exactly figure out a way to write it in thematically. And I think you could probably have better luck than I have with that. But the idea that I had, I thought was pretty cool, because I was all like, we should make this more like World of Warcraft. It's not, although it's not particularly like World of Warcraft. Di Vernon says, on stat days, are more stats funneled toward the stat of that day such that you gain less primary stat than normal on an off stat day or not? No. There's no change to the distribution that you get from fights at all. Someone else says, when you try to smash untradables, a confirm box comes up. Do that for non-discardables, too. I don't want to accidentally smash my time trappings. Actually, I think it was supposed to actually be like that, so I'll go ahead and change that code. I'm going to actually click on here on my little to-do list that just goddamn vanished for no reason.
Again?
No, I just haven't used it since the last time that happened because I don't trust it anymore. Smash, confirm, undiscardable. Grayson says, would it harm the economy to have meat days like stat days? It could be plus 50% meat on some days and minus 50% on others. It wouldn't have any overall impact if we did it that way, but I don't think that it would add an overall amount of fun either. So, yeah. Enemy Lasagna suggests that the Fez of Etymology and the Alpha Male Pants should have resistance against bad spelling damage. But nope, that's not something you can have resistance against.
And also, the Alpha Male Pants don't really have much to do with spelling. They just have a bunch of letters on them. And spelling is kind of the art of knowing in which order to put the letters in the word. And there
so, I mean, it's
kind of
like
there.
Dancing. Did you ever see that video of that guy who had, like, 30 or 40 bicycle horns strapped to a jumpsuit, and he was playing music by moving his body around to simultaneously play different bicycle horns?
Yeah, that was fantastic.
Yeah, you could be like that, only with letters, and you'd be, like, spelling stuff by dancing and flexing your arms and stuff.
Somehow I think people would be less impressed by that.
Yeah. Yeah. Bunyip Handler says, did you guys hear about Lucifer? He broke the game. He had 2 one-day ascensions on the same day. Yeah, I know. We figured that would probably happen because we have been kind of adding the new skills and stuff, just sort of willy-nilly in anticipation of NS13 and the leaderboard wipe. And, so, yeah, I mean, we weren't being very careful, and, shows that this lack of care would have bitten us in the ass if we hadn't been planning on, lengthening the runs anyway. Softy Man says, option to whack scientists while in elite outfit? No, just take off the outfit. That's where your option comes in.
What? Oh, did I miss a meeting on what the hell he's talking about?
Thank you for the food. The what?
Did I miss... I have no idea what that question is about.
When you're in the elite outfit, if you adventure in the Knob Lab, it just sends you to the store instead of letting you fight the scientists. And no, you just can't do that. I don't know. You know, it doesn't make any sense, but I don't know. It doesn't make any sense that you couldn't beat up frat boys while you were dressed as a frat boy. It's just a game conceit, let's say.
There is no stealth mode in this game. If you're dressed as... If you're in disguise as the enemies you've come to fight, then you didn't come to fight. You came to infiltrate.
Yep. Fifi Katana says, a man with a gun broke into my house on Thursday morning. The first shirt to hand was my saber-tooth lime shirt. I put it on, confronted him, and he left. The lime wins. Huh. I wouldn't suggest... I'd like to think that our shirts will render you impervious to harm via bullets, but I don't think it's actually the case. So, yeah. Kids, you may or may not want to do what Fifi Katana did.
I don't believe that story is true, because Fifi Katana lives in the UK and nobody in the UK has a gun.
No, because there, guns are outlawed, so only outlaws have guns.
Yeah, actually, all of the guns that are imported into England go towards filming soccer hooligan comedies or thriller adventure action things with your mom.
How would you describe that genre of movie? I was talking to Hot Stuff about some other movie that I saw that was in that vein. But they're like funny and clever, you know. They're different than just, like, you know, some...
lighthearted heist movie. A rollicking roller coaster of laughs and thrills.
But with a lot of, like, dismemberment and people getting shot in the face.
Yeah. Like, what genre is Pulp Fiction?
Yeah.
Besides awesome.
Yeah, I would agree that it's pretty awesome.
Have you seen Once Upon a Time in Mexico yet?
I don't think that I have. No, in fact, I know that I haven't. I don't know why I said I don't think that I have. I was just...
You definitely should. It's very fun. And then you'll understand all the references that I made to it in our game.
Rickett says, what advantages did the dev team have over normal players? Why are they not allowed to be on the leaderboards while the ascension testers are not? wait, why are they allowed to be on the leaderboards while the Ascension Testers are not? The Ascension Testers had access to infinite turns and stuff, and the dev team does, but only when they check out the sort of test accounts that we have for that. The dev team, the only real advantages that they get are advantages that a player, like, they know the drop rates on stuff instead of having to check somebody's log of drop rates, you know, which I feel like most of the data that people have collected is pretty accurate because there are enough people taking samples that, you know, it's like you can look up the specific power and toughness of a monster. The dev team just sees it on the screen. I mean, there really are not that many advantages. You know, I guess the ability to sort of anticipate changes that we've told them about is kind of an advantage, but it's not a big enough one that it's really a big deal. Natiner says, how about tweaking the /last function to be able to specify a channel instead of PMs? Example, /last clan would give you the last 10 messages set in your clan channel. I don't know about that.
It would be kind of useful for when the chat goes idle.
Yeah, that's true. And for when you come in. Like, there are a lot of times when I see something as I'm exiting the chat, and I'm like, oh, shit, I want to see what that was. So I could go back in and do that. But I'm trying to think. I guess it would be... It wouldn't be that big of a deal to display it, but it would actually require the same amount of processing that normal chat messages require, because it would... You would presumably not want it to show things that were said by people on your ignore list and stuff.
Right.
So that might get kind of goofy. Nae Moi Giants is Nae Moi Giants.
Nae Moi Giant.
Is the girl in Fernsworthy's hut actually the naughty sorceress or just a red herring?
Communism is just a red herring, actually.
The what?
Just quoting a clue.
Yeah. Communism is just a red herring?
Yeah.
I wonder, you know, maybe in those early days, the sorceress's third final ultimate form actually was that of a red herring?
I don't think she had started to really get into the deep and eldritch magics, which enabled her eventually to transform into a hideous beastie. She could probably, like, turn into maybe a cute little mouse. And then, you know, she started adding more tails, and the tails turned into tentacles.
Yeah. Ricker Scott says, how about modifying the graffiti wall into the wall of Jick's mansion, like the mayor's mansion in SimCity? Number of tags today. Who left the most messages? Number of windows broken. Who threw the most bricks? Random things Jick has done today. Number of nerfs done today. Bugs fixed. Bottles of booze drank and hours slept. Suppose you could also do positive things like the amount of beautification. Who threw the most pretty flowers? Hungry fed. Who threw the most fruit? I don't think you can throw fruit at me in real life or in the game.
I'll test that theory for you if you want.
No, it's another one of those laws of physics. You just can't do it.
Can I try?
No, it's weird.
I have an avocado.
Physics will not even let you try it. Do you actually have an avocado in arm's reach?
Not in arm's reach, but it's on the counter over there.
Oh, I see.
That sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah, I mean, and plus I don't really want to write myself into the game other than the brownie mix, I guess.
Just the brownie mix.
Enema Lasagna suggests his idea for clockwork for familiar equipment that's a little bowler hat, which adds 5 pounds and 5 pounds of grapefruit to any familiar. I don't know. I like the grapefruit retaining its kind of unique personality with the whole NADSAT, whatchamacallit. NADSAT.
Enema Lasagna also suggests another spelling with the letters thing, and we're just not going to do any more spelling with the letters things.
Well, we'll do it. We're going to do a little bit more. Got a little bit of it for with the existing letters, but yeah, it's. I just thought of a kind of a funny joke that I was going to make about how one time I had to go on vacation, but I left my genitals at home and had somebody, you know, somebody NADSAT for me. Yeah. I didn't quite pull it off in any kind of context, but, you know. Someone else says, why don't the new cloaca colas work with the popping stomach effect? Maybe they should.
Because they're more diluted.
Oh, right. They're not as fizzy because of the ice. Riff FTW. Tesla says, suggests that the Vorpal Blade, a la the Safari Hat, get a 25% chance of auto kill, but only against Jabberwockies, of which there are none.
And
it was on, he says, hey guys, will we ever be able to battle a robot chicken which would fire images from random TV shows at us?
If there's one thing I want, it's more fucking Adult Swim references in this game.
You have to... Have you ever seen Robot Chicken, though?
I saw one episode and was totally less than impressed.
Really?
Maybe it was just a bad episode.
Likewise.
To me, I feel like it is impossible to not like Robot Chicken. I mean, it's not just random. It's jokes played out in stop action with toys from our childhood. You know, it's like, no, I mean, sometimes the longer segments are not so good, like the episodes where there's an overarching plot, but I mean, a lot of the little short ones especially are just really funny. I mean, you can tell that they're like, they're not just putting random shit together the way that the like Aqua Teen Hunger Force guys are. They're actually like, you know, making jokes that stand on their own. Yeah. T. Sarducci suggests that a new miss message for the procrastination giant bee. Scully was going to write a new combat message, but hasn't gotten around to it yet.
That is kind of funny. Just 2 days ago, I wrote some more combat messages for the procrastination giant.
We're almost at the point where every monster has the critical and fumble, so we can add that feature to combat.
Pretty soon, we're going to get to the point where they all do, except for the ones that you really can't get at anymore, like the zombies and whatnot.
Yeah. I didn't know what percent, because I looked at it to see if that could go in this Tuesday. I didn't know what percentage of the monsters that are in the table are actually in the game.
Yeah. I've got... Well, the thing is, they go in the order that... Well, duh. Chronologically from, you know,
yeah,
the development of the game. So I've got it all the way up to the crypt. Kind of halfway through the crypt. So
although that
I've done
means
the hole in the sky and the...
They're like the stuff. Can of asparagus as a monster postdates the crypt, you know? Like, there's some goofies. There's some pretty fundamental and early stuff that's pretty late in that table.
Yeah.
Gleebs asks, how come we don't fight any star rats in the Palindome?
I don't know.
Because rats live on no evil star, and all of the stars around the kingdom are evil, as is evidenced by the fact that they're all trying to kick your ass in the hole in the sky.
Wow.
That go, go, really go, go topical narrative justification. Gadget. Go, go, gadget topical narrative justification. Natiner asks for a listen to a person function. Like, if you were listening to a particular person, you would see everything they say no matter what channel they're in. That would be really baffling. To watch, I think. Even if you wanted to, I don't think that you really want to. Di Vernon suggests being able to make a GNAA out of the letters that exist that when used fork bombs your browser with Goatse. That's kind of funny. A Naked Jew asks when we're going to see rubber chickens and dribble cups in the grimoire. Also, when you have the diamond cane and pimping hat on, your offhand should show up as a pimp hand slot. When you can, all you can equip is baby powder. And you just get like an automatic 5 damage additional attack in combat. LSK Alt says, we need funnier text for when you use an item without selecting one. Like in combat? Let's see what it says. Oh, well, of course, people send me clovers all the time, so I can't actually fight anything. Damn it. I never remember to go in, because I don't actually get the K-mail when they send them to me, so...
Doesn't it say, remember that time you wanted to... Cause, no, that's what it says in the store. Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense. Please select an item before you hit that button. That doesn't make any sense. Pick a skill from the list. You know, neither of those is particularly funny. Yeah. I like the message that I wrote for when you try to remote form submit an out-of-range setting on the dial on the mind control device, because it's like, that's not a valid setting for the dial, you invalid dial setter. Hey, did I tell you about the new dog we got? It's an invalid dial setter. I think the only person who ever saw that was like me, Grimlock, or Mr. Magnifico, or somebody who actually tried to... Moonshae says, when Mr. A juniors were increased from 10 to 25%, why weren't hypnodiscs raised too? Now a junior is actually better than the disc because of the additional stat benefit. I don't know. I think there was a very good reason for it, and I'm going to defer to the next radio show to have one of these guys explain what that reason was. I mean, it wouldn't be a big deal to dramatically increase the item drop rate from a hypno disc because there just aren't very many, you know, and anything that would allow it to compete with, like, hockey sticks and Bayos is, like, an actually desirable ultra rare would be, you know, nice. Maybe change the crazy bastard sort up a little bit to make that a little more appealing. Because I wasn't thinking initially that the ultra rares were going to be, like, you know, the awesomest things in the game. I just wanted them to be kind of interesting, you know. An animated-y. Man, I'm hungry, and I want that eel. And a funnel. Did you ever see that video, Mr. Skullhead?
Yeah.
Don't you wish you hadn't?
I also saw the octopus birthing video.
Yeah.
Which I think would have been more entertaining if somebody had dubbed the Beatles song Octopus's Garden over it. Or the theme song from Octopussy. I mean, porn is, you know, disgusting porn is what it is, but if you add that slight campy tweak to it, it's that much better.
Would you say that is porn? I mean,
in that it depicts a naked person, I suppose, and is...
So anything that depicts a naked person is
if
porn?
If porn is intended to arouse, we could argue that really wasn't intended to arouse anyone, but... I think that it was. I think that it was intended to arouse a specific community that has a specific kind of freaky fetish.
Projectile eel shitting fetish?
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd be that specific. I'm sure that projectile shitting of any kind of seafood would do it.
Right, any seafood or shellfish. I guess shellfish is seafood. Bunny of Andler says, what's the big deal with back-to-back one-day ascensions? I understand you could do them infinitely, but they already have every skill. Are there any problems besides lag? Well, there's the... If you could do them in a way that was at all profitable, there's the infinite turns and or meat and or items issue with it. And, you know, it just they need to not be possible.
Indeed.
Fusor says, with the new inventory features, how about an option to be able to equip a crossbow if you have two swords equipped or vice versa without having to unequip? I don't know what exactly is going on with it. There are some things that it will automatically do for you and some things that it won't, and I think that the inconsistency might be a little confusing to people, but I know that there's a good reason for it. I'm just not sure what that reason is, and I don't know. I think that it's probably okay the way that it is. Shaky says the healing powder appears to only be boosting one stat. Already fixed, says Xenophobe. Lilith says, why the heck do my Valentines vanish when I ascend? I somehow have a couple hundred that have gone missing. That doesn't really happen. They just go to Hank's, because Hank likes to steal your Valentines.
Hey, even if it... That's... You can always buy more.
And then make obscene phone calls and stick them to the wall in that... Special I think, Philip Seymour Hoffman way.
Yeah.
Ha ha.
I saw that movie. And even sorrier that I saw it again.
Why did you see it again?
One of the times that I went to... before I was in college again and Jezzerfly was in college, I went to pick her up and she was still in class. So I went to kind of sit in on her class, and the guy was like, "And today we'll be watching the best movie ever, something every aspiring writer should see, Happiness." So they go, "Fantastic." So I sat and watched it again just to see if maybe, you know, it would hit me differently at a different time, and no, it is still the worst movie ever.
I don't understand you, man.
It's just poorly written and poorly acted and poorly filmed, in
what?
Addition to being disgusting.
It's Philip Seymour goddamned Hoffman.
I know, not acting well, which is really bizarre. Yeah. It's because Todd Solondz is a shitty director.
What's the name of the guy who's the dad in that movie?
I don't know.
He looks vaguely like William H. Macy, but...
Yeah.
He's like the less grotesque version of William H. Macy.
Just the kid, the dialogue, like, would you fuck...
Yeah, yeah. No,
I mean, jack off
the specific lines of the dialogue. Did you see Welcome to the Dollhouse?
No, because that fucker gets no more of my time.
No.
If he wasn't making movies that were controversial, everyone would be aware of what a shitty director and writer he is.
What else has he done besides those two?
Storytelling.
Which I never saw.
Yeah, and some new one this year. And I'll never know because I'll never see the filthy motherfucker.
Bobby No Pants asks if you've given up your love of paddling the ladies since you're married.
No. That was in our marriage contract.
Ben Mears asks what the weather is going to be like this weekend. Here, it's going to be a perfect 75 degrees with no chance of rain, and a lot of people are excited about it. Here in Phoenix, it's probably going to be 125 degrees with no chance of survival.
Right.
And but we're, thankfully, going to be in delicious, sunny San Diego. I'm not sure why it was delicious exactly. But so I'm looking forward to some nice 80-degree sea breeze-infused...
You're going to be drinking sea breezes?
I know.
Wow.
Sucks. And then, you know, I get that not so fresh feeling.
Right.
Isn't that the name of that?
No, Summer's Eve.
No, there's another one that's sea breeze. Febreze?
Drinking Febreze is not a really good idea.
Yeah, but what if you swallowed a lot of really foul smelling fabric?
I have no idea.
Tell me, what is the solution other than drinking Febreze? Grayson says, will you still be making this game in 30 years if it's popular enough?
Hell yes. We'll have Kingdom of Loathing that goes straight into those little diodes on your temples.
Oh, I read that you get a domain development kit for $2,000.
A what development? Oh, the Nintendo. So yeah, we could totally develop KOL for the Wii. Start making DS games. I don't think any of us can make DS games.
I could make a DS game. I couldn't draw it, but I could make it.
Huh.
You have to get a card.
So, Globlex says, how's the amount of hit points you lose when failing an elemental trap in the daily dungeon determined? I don't remember. I think it's like a fraction of your hit points. Let's see, add HP, it's damage, it's a fraction of your maximum hit points. Enemy Lasagna asks, if fortune cookies will be required to complete the new Epic Pants quest. I don't know. Riff's got that vaguely written somewhere, but I don't know that any of the details are. Fortune cookies will get a use. They will become a kind of a universal hint system for quests at some point soon. He also asked if it's completely random what garnishes you get from advanced cocktail crafting, and yes it is. Someone else says the Wang with the box thing doesn't work with the plunger, right? That's okay.
Yeah.
He doesn't get the joke. The game gets the joke, the plunger does not.
I mean, yeah, the Gnolls are not known for their sense of humor. Wow. Okay, so Enemy Lasagna says, compared to the homeopathic powder and the munchiness pill, how is the ice stein as useful? I think what we should do is just keep improving one of those three, and then the other two won't be as good, so we'll improve them, and then we'll have to improve the other one?
I think we should just make them, like, we should actually just gradually nerf each of them down to the point where they do nothing at all.
Yeah.
And that's a better solution.
I mean, the alternative would be for people to realize that not every item in the game is going to be the best thing ever.
Right.
And that it's probably a good thing that they aren't. What was it that I ended up saying to Dr. Van Mojo before my brain imploded?
I don't remember.
It's like, the people who are not pleased with, like, the healing powder nerf are the people for whom nothing but only the best will do. And those are people who we can never, ever please. So we don't really try.
Well, I mean, they'll always be more pleased by what the game was like last week than they are by what it's like this week, like, you know, comparatively.
Well, it's just when we put out, like, the Astral Badger, it wasn't the best familiar for making a speedrun ever, so it was useless to a bunch of people, and they complained about it. But seriously, we can't keep making the best thing ever for a speedrun.
Yeah.
That is a road that has no destination.
A road to nowhere.
Yeah, come on inside.
Enemy Lasagna does ask, though, if we could be the boss from any game that we've ever played, as well as KOL, who or what would you be? I think I would be that giant floating Tutankhamun head from Life Force.
That's a good answer. I don't know, I can't think of any boss that's really...
Yeah, because fucking faggoty-ass Pilot Wings doesn't have a boss.
I played, the Who's the Boss game based on the TV show.
Oh, yeah?
And so I think I would probably want to be Tony Danza.
It had that poorly digitized voice going, Samantha!
Yep. Absolutely. I don't really play video games.
Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, why is it harder to get the chef in the box than it is to get the bartender in the box? Well, because I took a bunch of steps to make it easier to get the bartender in the box because hardly anybody was actually using it. That's why. Left says, hey JNS, do you guys think you'll ever put political humor into the game? I think it's kind of funny how the president of Poland just assigned his twin brother to prime minister. Goblin jokes ensue. What? Oh. I don't know that overt political humor is really anything that I want to ever do.
Although, did you start a thread for the, Oh, yeah, you did. For the Hezbollah attacks on the seaside town?
Yeah, that was pretty funny. There was a Google News post about how seaside town was under attack.
Ah, shit. Although they changed it to bombings bring seasons of fear to seaside resort.
Oh, well. Ah, boy. I've lost my way. Can you teach me the new way? Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, will you make it so that you can turn the white collar into a blue collar, and when you wear it, you get a special adventure in the typical tavern? Where you perhaps get something done? And, I don't know. Maybe wearing a blue collar would just increase monster level by a billion so that it was just impossible for you to not just get your ass kicked no matter where you went.
Do what now?
Because I hate Larry the Cable Guy, man. Did you see that episode of Wonder Shows in where they, like, David Cross was on it and they... did this kind of faux hee-haw-esque show, sort of a retaliation against the blue-collar comedy tour. So, funny if you like making fun of hicks.
Have you seen Cars yet, though?
I've not.
In that, Larry the Cable Guy's character is actually pretty funny.
Yeah, I mean, I don't actually dislike Larry the Cable Guy all that much. I fucking hate Jeff Foxworthy, though. Like, and the here's your sign guy. I mean, like, Larry the Cable Guy would be funny if he wasn't quite as much of an asshole. I think Ron White is great.
Uh-huh.
You know, because he's just, like, drinking and telling jokes that are funny and not, you know, I don't know, talking about what faggots everybody who went to college is, are, and he probably would say is, whatever was wrong. Natiner asked why there's no "why is the rum always gone" adventure in the Pirate Zone. Oh, because Mr. Stillhead hates Johnny Depp.
What? You're just making stuff up.
You were bitching about that line.
In the sequel.
Yeah.
I just thought it would have been more clever if he hadn't said it.
Was that a reference to something in the original, or?
Yeah, him on the island with Kate Winslet and, or not Kate Winslet, but her anorexic younger sister. And her saying, "the rum is gone," and him going, "why is the rum gone?"
Huh. It works because of the follow-up line where he suddenly discovers that he's falling down drunk.
Yeah, and I thought that was okay.
That was cool, yeah.
I didn't actually recognize it as a nod to the first one.
That's something we've been quoting forever.
I wish nobody knew that phone number. Especially whoever Brian Ashley is. Or Ashley Brian.
I don't know if this does last name first or first name first.
Or Lane Bryan.
So we're receiving a call either from Brian Ashley or Ashley Bryan. Yeah, Lane Bryan. Bunya Bandler says, "I think it'd be really funny if you and Mr. Skullhead each got a trophy with a hot girl on it. You each have such great trophy wives." I think really only mine counts as a trophy wife. Mr. Skullhead had his before he was the celebrity that he is today.
Yeah, but, you know, it was my... She was always after my money and prestige.
Yeah.
Even when I didn't have any.
Yeah.
Which...
She just had very low standards.
Right.
She was very easy to please.
She's like, "hey, you have a steady job and you're kind of cute."
Yeah, this is fantastic. I should... It's Brian Ashley again, or perhaps Ashley Brian.
Maybe we should see if we can put them on air. Hold the phone.
You want to take a break?
Sure.
What do you want to listen to?
Do you have any Optimus Rhyme on your box?
I believe I have some Optimus Rhyme on my computer here.
The new album is pretty damn good.
What am I playing? I'm playing Ford versus Chevy.
Sure.
Which is short. What are the long good songs on?
Fuzzy Dice is one. The Powder Blue Egg Hatch is one.
All right, and that is a good 10 minutes. So, all right, kids, enjoy the Optimus Rhyme. We'll be back in a little while.
In my cave, East Lake booming. Contemplate in my brain, shit that I've been doing. Positronic pathways are grooving. Whack a con skull on the wall just to prove it. Man, we've been coming to Earth for 3 years. Holding down in Seattle, but people still be all like, "who's that? Who's that?" Easy man, play like that's a blue cat. We're incognito, they wonder where the fuel's at. Damn, we gotta play another shady show. We're shorty at the door, tell that motherfucker no. Man, that midget's a vision, I bet he is with his mind. Never paid it a penny, the little shriveled leprechaun. Let that he walk, run around, chasing lucky charms. Little lollipop, you looking mini whack-a-con. Yo, dog, I can personally guarantee that I will get 50 people into this show tonight. You can't bring 50 people to the show. Goddamn, dude, you can even flow. You might talk real fast, still can't rap. You wanna laugh or just laugh and pass. What about that? Hey, do the love for the task. What a blast back, say yo. You can't bring 50 people to the show. Goddamn, dude, you can even flow. You might talk real fast, still can't rap. You wanna laugh or just laugh and pass. What about that? Hey, do the love for the task. What a blast back, say yo. I swap about 85% of my ability to get 0.2% of all that credibility. And I can't even lie with just that 15%. Yo, I be head and shoulders above any crew in the pit. And I just make a mockery of any doo-doo to spit. And I don't represent nothing, man, I can't even trip. I came up in 317, now it's 206. And I bet that I can move the dick who move about this shit. And not even be missed, cause this culture don't reminisce. I got my own skeletal system and that's it. So let's back up a bit to that 50%. I'll give you cool about 5, so that leaves me with 10. I heard your sound check, so I better hit you again. It's 9%. Alright, man, I hear improvement. That leaves me with 1, and I'ma still get the job done. So off the turn, in the terms of cruising. Check it out, man, you're gonna see me bring 80 motherfucking people to this fucking show. Man, you can't bring 80 people to the show. Goddamn, dude, you can even vote.
you laugh at this, laugh at past. But the battle that, hey, do them up for the test. You would laugh that day, yo. You can't bring any people to the show, man. God damn it, dude, you can even throw, man. You might talk real fast, you feel getting fast. You want to laugh at this, laugh at past. But the battle that, hey, do them up for the test. You would laugh that day, yo.
Back in my brain, I see clearly, there be nothing but pain upon this path. If Blackberry head is the crap on this nest, spider webs and well hidden bear traps. And then the rattles make traces and moves. Turn around, plans go so fast, can't turn back. And if I can't turn around, and I can't keep going, and I can't stay put, and I can't get below it, and I can't get above it, and I can't knock it down. Yeah, open up my mouth and make it sound like. Yo, there's nothing to lose, there's no life after death. Believe in the here and the now and there's nothing left. Conceive with my mind is the power, but you regret. Achieve the sublime of the hour, but not confess. As I drop you rhymes with optimism, my obstacles are telling me secrets, exposing MC's weaknesses. Peek this, I'm making miracles like Jesus. The book of Genesis is an outline of what my thesis is. I can't sing, I can't even rap, so for now I'll throw some punchlines all over this track and ask, where's the heat in Seattle underground? Made a pack with auto beats and we took on the town. Now, I got a gang of Chinese on the feet, telling me that I'm the shoot while they bootleg my beat. Saw my first mixtape for sale on the street, next to a FUBU t-shirt and some broccoli beef. Suddenly, I'm the one committing crimes, like selling mixtapes that happen to be mine. But that's fine, at least my job is getting done. Expansion of the English language, phase one. The population rises, there's no surprises, so what's it burn? The population rises, there's no surprises, so what's it worth? The population rises, there's no surprises, so what's it worth? And I'm grounded, I'm solid in the earth to be under ya. I can corner the mark of the mic cords in these music awards. And don't pause, but I wouldn't get one ya. In fact, I heard smoking crack was quite fuzzy ya. Your flaws be so dumb, it's like you're rapping by numbers. And if you wanna hang among us, thought I'll have nothing done to ya. Here's a first class ticket on Space Shuttle Columbia. Up next, it's your solar plexus over Texas. I'll be the broken one, as guilty as a smoking gun. Lyrics weighing a ton, starting pandemonium. I used to flow for fun, now it's Sam Bill. Still tripping off these ill MCs and purple pills. Will they stop testing me? Hell no, because my lyrics be making critics drop like leprosy. Peep game from the notorious Optimus team. About to make you stage dive into the Northwest scene. I take up space on the street and go to sleep. What's different? I think y'all falling, but I think it's kinda dirty down here, but I dig it in no blink. Cause I'm all alone, I'm never letting anybody in. I'm never going through that kind of torment. I can't forget it, consider that just water underneath the bridge. Deal with that, go with that, and we'll see how you do. I know I never thought to you about my life. It's my pride, I guess. My best friend has got me stressed, it's a real mess. I've got a complex, but maybe it's just too complex. The reason why English is feeling all these ill effects. My girl says that she don't know the half of it. I've already quit on living life, yo, I'm through with it. Always asking what's up, why I'm so depressed. Try to tell her what's going on, but it's useless. The population rises, there's no surprises, so what's it worth?
And we're back.
Howdy.
Some of us full of eel, some of us full of nicotine.
Yeah.
I on my way to the bathroom after I first started this break, I stubbed my toe and made it bleed.
Oh, shit.
Exciting stuff. Oh, at least I'm not going to have to do any walking or be on my feet for long periods of time in the near future.
I have a feeling that we're going to have trouble with that, with Comic-Con, as far as, like, our sleeping schedules go, because I generally get up around 10 or 11, and you generally get up around 6 or 7 at night.
Yeah, I'd say 4 or 5 at night. Although, today I got up at, like, 11, because I had to go drop some shirts off at this guy's house that claimed to be a screen printing company.
So hopefully I'll get those back. Maybe one of the times my phone rang, you know, was that guy calling me back.
It does make me wonder when the 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. is when it's open, so that's not too bad. I was thinking it opened at something like 8:30.
The exhibit hall is closed, but there's still stuff going on after 7, right?
Yeah, I mean, we'll probably be hitting up a lot of these panels and stuff.
They let people in at 9:30 in the morning, apparently. But we have to get there. Do we get some time to set up each morning before? We get to go in at 8. Neat. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it'll be a big deal, though. My wife is pretty effective as an alarm clock when she puts her mind to it. Calcifer couldn't resist reading one of the Urban Dictionary definitions of jick as a rare event of finger anal insertion causing a whistling noise.
Yep, good old Urban Dictionary.
Yep.
That whistling noise with the anal insertion only happens when you're fucking the clit at the same time.
Oh, that could be it, yeah. Japheth says, it would be cool if there was a Last Adventure link in compact mode. There is! It's the letters ADV next to your adventures total. Spaz Warrior says, hey JNS, I was wondering, do you guys think it'd be a cool idea to have a skill or familiar in where you sacrifice some of your own HP in order to power up an attack? Laters, Spaz. Something with a blood squirt gun that had to refill from your hit points.
Interesting. My definition in there is still that crappy one about the guy at a party that everyone always forgets.
The what?
My definition, Mr. Skullhead in Urban Dictionary, the guy at a party that everyone always forgets.
Huh.
Which was put in there by a Kingdom of Loathing player who was like, hey dude, check it out, I added you to Urban Dictionary. I was like, thanks, fucker.
Oh well. At least my preferred definition of sideways is way on top. So Urban Dictionary has not yet failed me. Waterboo says, my parents say that for my 15th birthday this year, I have to give up all games and toys. Does this just sound like complete bullshit to you, or is it just me? No, that's complete bullshit.
Is that his birthday present?
Yeah. Happy birthday, son. We're going to throw out all of your stuff.
Yeah, you know...
That's only a good idea if they want you to not be successful in life.
Or interesting, or...
enjoy.
Yeah, or enjoy anything from now on. Yeah. Arago says, on an earlier show, you said you wanted to make the beanstalk take several days to grow. Why not just make it so you have to climb it several hundred times, eating up adventures? You just have to click it 50 times to make it to the top, and then you're not allowed to go back to your inventory or anything, and then when you complete the chore wheel thing, you have to climb back down it, which takes 50 turns.
Yeah.
That would definitely slow down
ascension. Let's see. Sign220 says, I've never been to Comic-Con before, but live 4 hours away. If I can only drive down on Saturday for the day, is it worth the $65 each for my fiancé and I to go? I don't believe that it's $65 for one day. I could be wrong.
Yeah, I was under the impression that it was like for all of us to get 3-day passes. I feel like 6 of us got 3-day passes for like $600. So that would put it at about half that. But maybe they've increased the price. I don't actually have any idea. I hadn't looked at actual attendee tickets. Cyan also asks that question about the grammar there, and I don't know. I don't really see anything wrong with the... He says, I asked if this is correct. He demonstrates how hard it is to see to hit someone when you're wearing a ninja mask. I mean...
That's not as concise as it could be.
See, I don't even necessarily think it's that awkward. Like, he demonstrates how hard it is to learn to love someone when you're wearing a ninja mask. I mean, that I don't think the construction is itself totally awkward, you know? I mean, I just... the Catinator asks how old I am. I am 30. CryptoClearance says, who maintains the security for KOL, and what security measures have been done to keep KOL safe? It's mostly just the guys at the data center now, and, you know... If I told you, I'd have to kill you. Axis Shadowbane suggests that if you dual wield the same weapon, if the second image should be flipped horizontally to make it look cooler. Maybe if it was on some kind of paper doll equipment interface.
That was something that we thought about doing long, long ago.
Yeah.
In a galaxy far, right? No, just long ago, really. So yeah. To find out how much stuff costs, you have to go through all the registration. Oh, so Saturday one day only would cost you $30 a piece, Cyan 220. And I would say if you're at all a fan of comic books or gaming or anime, it's definitely worth
going. Or movies or,
yeah,
you know,
video. It's worth seeing. It is definitely worth coming
down.
Yeah,
no, it's not what you would expect it to be, no matter what you expect it to be. Really, the only solution, Cyan 220, is to expect the unexpected. Plus, you can come see us. You can get the cool in-game exclusive Comic-Con souvenir, which I have to do kind of a rush job of coding up tonight. You can look at us. Well, it's mostly just drawing it. But, yeah, you know what? You are in charge of coding that. Zymoglor says, how do you get some of those really cool collectible items? I don't know. I don't know either.
I make them.
Disco Rabbi says, you should be able to make a gravy train with a toy train plus fairy gravy. That'd be pretty funny.
I think you should be able to make a crazy train with a toy train and some crazy.
And a crazy bastard sword.
Yep.
And it'll go off the rails. And be off the his hook.
That would be a really lousy attack, though. You toss the crazy train at your enemy and it immediately goes off the rails and fails to hit him.
Yeah. We're getting some reports of buffering. Maybe we need to take some buffered aspirin. FlickGC says, is it worth changing the wording on the show only the cheapest N prices in the mall to make it more obvious that it shows the cheapest N of all items that fit the search terms? I think that it would be better to just kind of change the way that search works entirely so that there aren't two distinct searches. And we've been talking about that, and I think on some radio show somewhere we came up with a scheme that I was satisfied with, and then we just never did it. Oh yeah, Waterboo says that I need to update my age on my player profile. I'm killing some monsters that you guys have never seen so that I can get to my account menu. Tuesday content is cool, it's a new zone. Do you like the song I wrote, Mr. Skullhead? I'm still singing it now.
That's a great song. That's a fantastic tune.
Now, see, it just sounds gay when you do it.
S-O-C-K-S. That's because when I sing, I do the weird thing where my voice shakes a little bit. That only faggots like every good singer.
Oh, really? Does. Really, only faggots like that, huh?
Well, I'm not saying, like, Michael Stipe isn't a talented musician, but the, like, singing well is kind of defined by using vibrato.
Are you sure that it's not just the vibration isn't just a sort of quivering that's a symptom of the onset of gay syphilis? Or the HIV?
It's entirely possible.
But do you get Parkinson's anally?
I'm about to give you some Parkinson's anally.
Oh, boy. Or do you get it from eating too much margarine? Yeah, that's probably going to go over some people's heads, and some people are just going to wish that it had gone over their heads. What was I thinking? What was I doing? Oh, I was going to edit my profile. 3-0. Still all about that Tom Robbins quote, though.
Hey, we fixed the buffering.
Neat.
Excellent.
Riki Kiki Taco says, would you consider doing anything for Towel Day, May 25th? It's a holiday in memoriam of Douglas Adams, where one is supposed to carry their towel with them everywhere all day long. We thought about it, but we didn't really have enough time to do anything interesting. We've got an idea for an implementation of a towel in-game that's pretty cool, I think. And it'll eventually go in there. I don't really want to wait till next year, but Bacidilla says, hey, I've also had Canadianity on all day during chat, and I haven't seen a single A. Is it broken or what? Now, sometimes you just get lucky or unlucky, depending on how you look at it. Khufu says, we've already had a Mr. Store item that opens a new adventuring area. How about a Mr. Store, or how about Mr. Store access to a custom hot rod shop run by Jesus that lets us pimp our rides? Because Jesus would build your hot rod.
I've always kind of wanted to be to let people customize their bitch and meat cars somewhat. Just like make a custom license plate that would display if they had the bitch and meat car equipped. But there were several problems with that.
Yeah. 99, in fact. Fred asked, Fred Levi asked if I ever asked my wife if I could name my firstborn Edgar Normus, as has always been my plan.
I don't think that's something that she should have any say in.
Yeah, no, I would tell her that I was going to do that, and that would be the end of it, unless she wants to fall down the stairs again. just saying.
That doesn't make sense.
Fred Levi says, there should be a sword with an invisible blade, and since neither you nor your opponent are sure how long it is, it would always do critical but miss a lot of the time. Eh.
Eh.
I mean, that's kind of funny. Rudd says, how about letting us place our trophies in whatever order we please? Ah. I don't like interfaces that let you reorder things. Since we can't do, like, any kind of drag and drop, that would add a lot of clutter to that. That would just be...
I watched Operation Drag and Drop the other day.
Oh, yeah?
The sequel to that movie with Bill Murray and the elephant, only it was a dragon, voiced by Sean Connery.
That's not Operation Dumbo Drop. It's
incredible. No, that's a different movie entirely.
Yeah.
There were too many movies about elephants that came out that year, and I just get them confused.
Yeah. What was the one with Bill Murray?
Yeah.
Also, who was in the movie My Giant? That was, like, Billy Crystal?
That was Billy Crystal.
I don't like Billy Crystal. I think that I can say that I just don't particularly like Billy Crystal. Yeah, he was okay in Princess Bride, but he was supposed to be obnoxious, you know? I did like City Slickers a lot when it first came out. But I think that's just because Jack Palance is awesome.
Yeah.
You know?
Larger than life.
If my grandma looked like Jack Palance, no wait, yeah, never mind. Yeah, have you seen the 40-Year-Old Virgin, Mr. Scullin?
Not yet.
You must.
It's in the Netflix queue, and it's kind of several slots down on the Netflix queue. But since somebody's gonna ask me that every week, maybe I should move it up.
Yeah. Bootsuri says, dear glorious leaders, why does the Spirit Hobo MP boost effect message say the starlight pierces your opponent when it doesn't appear to do damage like the starfish? It does do damage like the starfish. And like the starfish, it doesn't tell you how much damage it works identically to the starfish, or at least it's supposed to.
Yeah, it does.
So, yeah. I think there's some confusion there, and I'm not sure what the source of that confusion is. It was just one of those weird things, like, why isn't there a button to manage your custom outfits?
Do we get that as much since we actually made it?
No, replacing the link with a button made that go away completely, and I just...
There's still a link, manage your custom outfits.
We changed something. What did we change about it? It was like... I don't remember what it was like.
Made it a bigger link.
Okay, maybe that was it. Or maybe it used to be underneath outfit. We put it in between those two drop downs instead of underneath because it was just invisible to people for some reason. Yeah, weird. Xmoodex says, hey JNS, you guys are great and always put on an awesome show. I was wondering if the Scrolls Apostle Summoning were going to be re-implemented at all. Maybe someday. Zaxor asks if I regret any of the Mr. Store items. If so, which and why? Not really.
I regret nothing.
Arthur Dent 7 says there should be a store / skill where you can custom tailor pants and or other equipment. Also, make me a towel. Poof, you're a towel. And it is. There's a skill that's called advanced armor crafting. LSK asks why the red messages didn't show up in chat today before the show. There was one at like an hour and a half, but I was busy and forgot to add another one. I forgot to do a message at like an hour or 30 minutes.
I've always wanted there to be a way to let people kind of dynamically create items without just having them be set mixes of different properties, you know?
Yeah.
But there's just no way to do that.
Yeah. Not in this game. Someday. Someday in a game where there are very few items. Let's see. Menden says, can we get a handbag to put the brick into? Handbags are for pooping.
That would be only if you are the queen. Can you have a handbag with a brick in it?
Huh. I don't get it.
See, Eddie Izzard thing about God attack the queen, send big dogs after her, that bite her bum. And then the queen would fight the crazy dog with a brick in her handbag. And that. You don't really like Eddie Izzard.
I do like Eddie Izzard. I don't like it when he decides that he's going to just sing for a while for no good reason.
And by not like him, I mean you can't quote word for word entire routines like I can and probably shouldn't do.
Yeah, Yanglebert slapped you back. Sailor Bowser says, I really like the new star items. Any chance of getting a one-handed star item that boosts mysticality, such as a star wand? I wouldn't be totally averse to that if it wasn't the only wand in the game. We had this idea a long time ago for wands kind of replacing, not even replacing staves, but wands being the, like, one-handed weapon that wizards would use. And then I decided that I didn't want our wizards to be, like, faggoty Harry Potter wizards. I wanted our wizards to be badass Gandalf wizards, because Gandalf could just whip Draco Malfoy's ass 50 times without even waking up. And it's like, So, yeah, the whole chef staff. Chef's Dave. Which one day will happen. And what? Probably on a Tuesday. Yeah, that's true. Monday, Tuesday, better wear shoes day. Mellow Cork says, that the Who song is actually called Baba O'Reilly.
And that, my friends, is the reason why bands do that and the reason why they shouldn't.
What song is that?
The Don't Cry, Don't Raise Your Eye.
I assumed that it was called Teenage Wasteland.
No, it's called Baba O'Reilly.
All right.
And it's, I used to take delight in correcting people, and now I've kind of gone the other way. Just, it's that, it exists so that people can continue to do the it's catchy thing. Like, actually, that song is called Aunt Millie Got Her Left Tit Caught in the Mangler. When really the song's chorus says get up and dance 12 times.
Wow. So get up and dance 12 times?
Yep.
Neat.
It's
a Sisters of Mercy song. No, that would be if the chorus was get up and dance 12 times and then the verses were get up and dance 6 times.
No. Twice.
Kirana says, yesterday Grimace looked like an eye. I mean, Ronald looked like an eye. Today, Grimace looks like an eye. Well, you know what they say, an eye for an eye,
a tooth for a tooth.
Moon for...
Snoopy will solve it you must.
We should make it so you can cook milk of magnesium with vodka and make a Phillips screwdriver.
Who drops the milk of magnesium?
It's a cocktail crafting. It's a potion crafting.
Ah, okay.
Thing. Popple says, cocktail craft felt plus bottle of booze to make Molotov cocktails. I would rather have you cocktail craft dreidels to make Mazel Tov cocktails.
Absolutely.
That's just a clever name. I forget who was the first one that did that. Maybe it was a naked Jew. That seems like the kind of thing he would do. Hetty says, I think it'd be really neat if, while adventuring in disguise, if certain adventures could give you the opportunity to learn permeable skills. So does Hot Stuff. Hot Stuff thinks that would be really neat, too, and suggested it a long time ago, and it's something that maybe someday, one day, lady, you'll accompany me. JCJ64200031 says, how far can you count the digits of pi? 3.14159. And then I remember there's like a 2658579. You know, I lose it there for a second. And then I pick it back up for a few more digits and then lose it again. Not very far. Oh, Hetty says, for example, you could learn how to shotgun beers from the frat boys. That's kind of neat, actually. I learned how to shotgun beer from a frat boy.
When we eventually put in the sawed-off shotgun, you should be able to use it on beer.
The shotgun that just tells people to saw it off?
Yep.
The way that I learned to shotgun beer was different than the way I saw a different frat boy teach our German visitors how to shotgun a beer. Because I was taught to do it by biting through the can at the bottom and then opening the tap, right, and drinking it through the bite hole. But they would, like, stab a hole in it with a knife and then open it and drink it through the actual mouth of the can.
That doesn't seem to me to be as efficient.
The quickest way to do it is to just open it up, put it up, and then squeeze the can and twist as you drink, force it through the hole.
Just to squeeze it out of the can.
Why is no additional
tools? Well, neither does the biting method.
Neither does shaking it up and opening it in your face hole, I guess.
I think you can't control it.
Yeah, that's true. But the way that my teeth are, I could only do that with lukewarm beer anyway, so kind of disgusting. My teeth are very pervious to cold damage.
Oh, yeah.
I did my first beer bong, actually, 2 years ago.
Huh.
First and only.
I only did it once, and it mostly just made my cheeks puff up and tiny streams of beer spray out at the people who were trying to teach me how to use a beer bong.
I got the whole thing down. I got a little bit of dribbling on the shirt, but it was kind of like it was a party with one of Jezzerfly's friends where there were maybe six people and a beer bong. So I said, you know, I've never done a beer bong, and I think now is the time. That was a good story.
Fill it with beer or, like, sailor urine?
Just beer.
Good.
Well, why it wouldn't be a beer bong anymore if it wasn't full of beer.
It would be a sailor urine bong.
Yeah.
Farron asks how I feel about animal testes. I know, cheap joke.
Yep, it is.
Gleeb says, what's going to get here first, the smithing revamp or the chef staves? The smithing revamp, because the chef staves kind of depend on the smithing revamp to produce more and more interesting staves. And oh, they will. Mora says, okay, I will ask this again. I love lizards. That isn't a question. I have three lizard tattoos, and I was just wondering if there will ever be any other lizard items. Well...
there's the apathetic lizard man and the stuffed apathetic lizard man.
Yeah, there's the frog and the newt and the salamander. Nico says, please stop saying drastically increase. My last HCO took 60 days. I think Phoenix had an ascension that took almost a year.
Jezzerfly just did her first after... Yeah, pretty much as... Wait, we've hit the year anniversary of ascension, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it took her pretty much a year.
Istanbul says, I really think the Naughty Sorceress fight should be immune to the 30-round limit. It can be an exciting back and forth, and neither you nor she would really run away. Well, she has a much longer... The round limit is extended for each of her forms from 30 to, I don't know, 50 or something. I don't know. Disco Rabbi says, think of Stasis as Wheel of Fortune. Sure, the answer may be apparent early on, but you can still milk it for all it's worth. Yeah, and Wheel of Fortune is not a good game show.
Wow.
But I mean, I guess that's kind of an interesting point. I mean, you know, but it just...
But I'm sort of unusual.
I guess we kind of get annoyed when people use game interface and items and whatnot in a way that is completely foreign to the way any of us would. And so, like, the idea of using a familiar that restores MP, not to just get a cool little MP bonus, but to try and fill your MP every round, just seems like cheating, even though I suppose that's not a good term for it.
The thing is, the points that they make about stasis are pretty reasonable in my mind. I really don't think that they're getting too much MP out of each fight, really. Now that I know more about it, it's just that it's boring and annoying how they have to do it, you know? So it's like, I don't know. You make the spheres stop working after a while or get less and less likely to work as time goes by and then increase the yield overall. I mean, especially... I don't think anybody stasises with the hit points one, really. I mean, I guess they have it on because it makes it a little easier for them to not die, but... I mean, with the MP, I mean, like, let's say we made it stop working after four rounds, but made the MP yield five times as high. Like, I don't know that that's necessarily a big deal. And, you know, it would make stasis not make sense anymore, and it would also, you know, give everyone the benefit. Well, not if it just quit working.
Well, I mean, they would still continue to use it up until it stopped working, but they wouldn't be going 30 rounds.
Yeah, yeah.
They would still be staying.
They would be deliberately staying in combat longer than they needed to, but...
But it wouldn't be 30 rounds before.
Yeah. Which, I don't know, maybe that's less boring. Although, they say, you know, stasis isn't boring. They're like, you have to think what you're going to do every round, you know? And, math is hard.
Not hard. Math is good to find.
Lical Corair says, with a new emphasis on Whitey's Grove, are you guys planning on making the white equipment into an outfit? Nah. Isenville suggests have it be a hulking yellow monster that eats goats and radiates electricity, a Pika Chupacabra.
Nice. I like Chupa Gabbana, though, as Flat Luigi suggests. Or Chupa Cobra.
It just needs the amazing
G.I. Joe. Yes.
Knowing it's after
that. Neville Benjicobi says.
Let's do some new porn.
A Chupa Cobra? Stealer. Oh, hey, Heartless sends some porn. Neat. El Chupa Libre says, look at my hair. Chupa Libre, huh? Melon Squeezer says, will there eventually be KOL pint glasses for sale like an Ice Stein? There already are KOL pint glasses for sale. And...
I did look into trying to get... I don't know, the Stein that we got through Cafe Press was ideal.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. I don't think that our current glassware people can do that.
No, I still have mine. Like, it had the right kind of handle, and you put it in the freezer and poured beer in it, and you'd get little ice crystals forming as you poured the beer in. It was perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, you would. Zamfrazam says, shouldn't this still have 11 lights? Nah, 10 is fine. JC, J, number says, could there be a new Nobgoblin scientist that has a reference to Scientology?
Nah, I could probably throw some into the fight text.
Yeah.
Now, this isn't a bad beer stein that our company has.
It just looks more like a frat beer stein than like a...
We can get it without the gold band on the top.
Without the band on top?
Yeah.
What about without the band on the run?
No, and not with the band on stage either.
Gleave says the best thing about Robot Chicken is that by the time you realize how stupid a given sketch was, they're on to the next one. Sailor Bowser says that he asked if I know which issue of Wired the article will be in. I don't. They gave the guy an answer, and it said it would be this fall. So when's fall?
September?
Fall's between summer and winter? I'm serious.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
So yeah, I guess in the next like 4 months, then when does winter start? Like November? Is November winter? No, November's still fall. So September, October, November is fall. So yeah, one of those. But he said that that's not necessarily accurate. The deadline for the article is like the end of this week. But then it's since it's print, it's just going to take a while. He said. But anyway, I'll let you guys know. I'm going to be excited and buy 5 copies for my mother.
Yep.
Neville DeJacoby says, if you're building new stuff to spell, I want an Anna-Ang. Just the Ang is okay.
That would be a little too obvious, I think.
Khufu says, wave of sauce against a vegan should turn into a, wait for it, wave of babies.
I don't get it.
The wave of babies from... Yeah, you don't think Homestar Runner is funny?
I do, I just am never in the mood to go and watch the 2 years of it that I've missed.
Oh.
Because now that I have a job where I can just sit around and fuck around on the internet all day, I just don't want to.
You don't want to? Yeah. Yeah. You know, it took me forever to get back to the point where I was, like, reading FARC every day. Let's see. Fixie has asked if I can make it possible to get the same trophy more than once. Nah. Asking JCJ number says, will we ever have another used for fuzzy dice? Probably eventually. There's also the existing other use that you haven't discovered yet. I think there are 7 recipes that use it.
Yep.
Yeah, not really. Tiny Plastic Forest says, why can't you meat paste a sunken chest to a support bra to get cleavage? Gorblack says, what's the fraction? Is there a degree of random variation? Yeah, there is, and it's like, I forget. It's this weird thing that I do sometimes that is hard for me in my mind to actually translate it into a fraction. It takes somewhere between your hit points divided by 2 and your hit points divided by 1.5. So, yeah. Gorblack says, Ron is the best of the 4, no doubt, and you're thinking of Bill Engvall. Yeah, whatever.
I don't know. He was funny until, I don't know, the first 2 times I heard him, he was funny, but then he kind of kept working that whole here's your sign thing, and it got dumb. It used to be about the music.
Gorblax asks if the end of the 7 High Adventure is a reference to Deep Thoughts by Jack Handy. I don't remember the 7 High Adventure.
Yeah, I was trying to find it in our Adventure Spindler.
The Adventure Spindler is very... It's nice for when you're adding new adventures, but it's very difficult to search. I mean, well, it's impossible to search. It's very difficult to actually just, like, find something.
It's another one that ends in the because, hey, free blank.
Ah, yeah.
So and yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
And the title of it is actually a reference to the amazing short stories that I wrote in high school about playing strip poker with all of my female friends.
Yeah.
7 high and 7 higher.
He would write himself into a lot of a lot of porn.
Little did I know that, you know, in a couple of years I would be totally justified in doing that by the internet.
Let's see. Ashland, Ashland asked me a question not for reading off air, and sure. Go ahead and message me about that later. I've got a pretty easy way of doing that now that I set up for Phoenix and Nama and Merrick, and the Bill Murray movie was called Larger Than Life.
Yeah, I said that a while ago.
Oh.
And part of the problem with the setup that we have now is we can only hear each other if it's really, really quiet in here, and that's just not going to happen.
Yeah, with this while we're doing people here getting ready for all this.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't chastising anyone either because I just got to look. But no.
Yeah. Nah, it's busy.
I'm looking at my wife's behind because it's busy. Very cute.
Your wife's behind what? My wife hauled her behind home.
Natina asks, why isn't KOL a musical? I did have a dream that we were sitting at a Broadway show and saw a trailer for KOL the musical, which was, of course, it being a Broadway show, it was acted out on stage. And I remember just being really hurt that Jick didn't bother to consult me to help write it, and that he wrote it all himself.
That's probably what would happen if I decided to do a musical. I'd be too self-conscious to ask for your help. Like live trailers while you're at another show. Yeah, that's a good idea. Freak says, what exactly are the K-mail spam policies? A really good friend of mine got in trouble with a mod recently for playing a K-mail game. If it's a game that involves, like, randomly K-mailing a bunch of strangers, then I can see why that would happen. I mean, if I feel like you could play whatever K-mail game you want, and the only way that a mod would find out about it is if you were spamming somebody or if you were sending K-mails to random people and you sent one to a mod. And that's not a game that you should play using K-mail. So, I mean, the K-mail spam policies are don't spam people. So, you know, it should be pretty straightforward. Popple says, how do you feel about A1 steak sauce? To me, it's one of the few products that lives up to its description in the ads.
That is some tasty stuff.
I like A1 steak sauce, but really only on, like, cheap steaks. Like, if I go to Black Angus, I always get prime rib. And I don't like A1 on prime rib, because prime rib tastes good enough that just some horseradish, like some creamy horseradish on it. I don't even use the au jus that the prime rib comes with. I just likes me some meat and some horseradish. Mora says, time shirts ever? Yes, no? No.
We should throw some more shirts in there.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe one of these Tuesdays we'll go through that list of shirts and see if there's stuff for us to put in. Eggwhite says, my parents said that for my birthday they would turn me into Soylent Green. Does this sound like complete bullshit or what?
No, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Miss Gwynn says, a one-day pass for Comic-Con is $30 a day. I will see you guys there on Saturday. Neat. Freak says, I'm having a kind of a large giveaway this week for my real-life birthday. Can you say Freak sucks on the air to make it proper? Freak sucks on the air to make it proper. I'm not sure. His lungs must be like some sort of ionic breeze purifier if him sucking on the air
makes
it proper.
The air in here is not enough like MC Hammer. We really need to get Freak in here.
Grimdell says, when Nena 13 rolls out, would you have to fight the sorceress if you beat her at 11th but hadn't freed the king? Example, waiting to earn the Gord Core trophy. Probably, if you have the sorceress flag in any state at all and you are not in the middle of ascending, you will be reset to the bottom of the sorceress tower, because the sorceress tower is going to change, and it may well add steps to it that require us to give that flag more values. And I actually kind of like to avoid that if I could, so, you know, it might not be a big deal, but chances are, if you're in the middle of the Sorcerer's Quest, and, you know, waiting to free the king still counts as the middle of the Sorcerer's Quest, then you're going to get reset to the bottom of it, so. Toothless says, if you tell us and have to kill us, couldn't you just give us a hint and beat us up a little?
If that's a new joke, that's pretty funny, but something tells me that's an established trope.
Yeah. What is it that tells you that? Your spider sense?
Yeah.
Gorblack says, if you implement the towel, you should be able to equip it in any slot due to its versatile nature. Yeah, you'll see. Devious Sphinx says, I had a brilliant stroke of genius earlier. If you're dual-wielding Vorpal Blades, all your attacks should look like Zap Splat Bonk. Okay, maybe it wasn't that ingenious. I don't get it.
Hey, 1-2-1-2 would be okay. Oh, because the Vorpal Blade is a parenthesis. And he had them in parentheses.
Oh.
So, yeah. That is pretty funny. Now come back.
Oh, right. I get it. Ah! trying to look at Waterboo's display case. Who has 99 penguin skins, but a Yeti fur ain't one. Sailor Bowser says the elephant movie with Bill Murray was Operation Dumbo Drop, I think.
He did miss that whole discussion then, apparently.
The Tort of Leany says, speaking of Edgar Normus, my friend named her dog Meat Normus. She calls him Meat for short, and her mom calls him Norm. Soundmaster says we should make more Spaceballs references because we only have three. That's probably enough.
Yeah.
Oh, Butsuri says the Star Starfish does tell you how much damage it does? I was under the impression that it did not.
I thought that the damage that both of them did were equivalent to the MP that they gave you.
Yeah, they are, and I was always under the impression that the Starfish did not actually display it, but eh. Jello Bois says, JNS, shall we have the pleasure of your company this November in Columbus, Ohio? I don't know, is there another big Columbus meet?
Yeah, they're planning Columbus 2.
Huh.
Which, Columbus is still my favorite of the cons I've been to.
Are the same people organizing it?
I believe so.
Because, I mean, yeah, I mean, it was fun. It was, I went to a strip club with Darian Lar, and that room, that conference room in that hotel was just perfect.
Yeah.
For what we were doing.
Yeah, Jello Bois says same people, same hotel. So, yeah, I think we'll probably plan to get over there.
Freak says, which is better, a pot of petunias or grits in Natalie Portman's pants? See, the grits are only superior to petunias if Natalie Portman is naked and petrified and there's a Beowulf cluster of her. So, sorry. Also, GNAA first post. Alfie says, can we get a lamp familiar from the McPhee's Grimoire, like the lamp at the beginning of Pixar movies?
I don't know how that's a practical joke.
Istanbul suggests one-handed staff equals spatula. That's, I can see the star spatula being, how would we do that with the number of stars and lines?
Yeah, we'll have to play that.
Yeah. We could just fake it. Or some kind of star ladle. Gorblack says, Lizard is a sign in one of the MMGs. A few links mentioned it in sitepimp.com. What? The Breathtastic Premium Air. You can't believe you fell for that, and the Mr. Radar equals Mr. Store. No, that's not at all a Spaceballs reference.
Yeah.
KevBob says, are you guys really interested in seeing Stasis video? Yes, with commentary where you're explaining it. Use that thing that they were talking about, that frame grab. What the hell is that thing called? There's a piece of software that will let you do like annotated recordings of using software. Yeah. The Gunrun says, when was the last time someone hacked KOL? The last time there was an actual security breach was like 2 years ago. Yeah. Then we found him. Boozer called him at his house. We knew where he worked. Yeah, there have only been two times when somebody actually hacked KOL, and both times it was the same goddamn bug in two different scripts, and just a dumb mistake that I made. But yeah. Disco Thief says, I'd like to see diminishing returns instead of randomly stop working. Well, you know, what I was thinking, what the guy suggested, I forget who it was that suggested this, or I would credit it to him, but, like, the first turn, it would have a 10 out of 10 chance of firing. Like, it would always do damage, but it wouldn't always give you the MP back. The first turn, it would have a 10 out of 10. Second turn, it would have a 9 out of 10. Third turn, 8 out of 10. And then, my thinking was that it would go down to 1 out of 10 and then just stay there, but then people would probably still extend the combat out just to eke that out of there, but Jeffrey Duke says, hey guys, keeping with the theme of superhero questions I've been asking, have you seen previews for that Who Wants to Be a Superhero show on Sci-Fi? I have not actually seen a commercial in, like, 2 years. That's probably not entirely true. I occasionally watch live TV, but...
I've heard of that show, and I thought the only way it could be any good was if the people who were auditioning actually had superpowers, or the prize for winning was getting the superpowers. But really, it's just, like, who can wear the goofiest costume, seems to be.
Hmm.
And the prize is getting a comic book run or something.
Ultima Wraith says you should make the fuzzy dice cocktail craftable with tequila with training wheels to make a bitching tequila car. A tequila sidecar.
A lot of people seem to want Canadianity to give to Mr. A to give Canadianity as an intrinsic.
Yeah, the problem is the way that I wrote intrinsics. You can't put them on accessories. That has always been the reason that Mr. A's did not grant Canadianity, and it's on Zeno's list to fix that. So it'll happen one of these days. Fixia says, on average, how many people do you want to punch in the face?
At one time, or
I don't know. Usually one at a time.
Yeah, I mean maximum of two, because two fists.
Natina asks why the Vorpal Blade doesn't go snicker snack. That's actually on the list of that big long to-do list of stuff that got kind of med or pushed onto the later list during Ascension testing. One of them was different individual kind of hard-coded effects for specific weapons in combat, and that was going to be one. The Vorpal Blade would periodically go snicker snack and do, you know, triple damage or something. I don't know. Ozriza says Star Dipper rather than Star Ladle.
Big Dipper, Little Dipper, what?
Ricker Scott says UHF reference for Spatula City. Yeah. Some guy 17 says, sorry if you've answered this question before, but I have a question. Why aren't there more wands, and wouldn't it make sense to have staves have a base mysticality to equip? Eventually, there will be one-handed staves that require mysticality to equip and that are primarily useful for their beneficial enchantments on your spells. Yeah. But now, no. Staves are just big sticks. They're, you know, like Little John. Or Little John. What? You know, Little John from Robin Hood had a big stick that he hit Robin Hood in the face with. And then Kevin Costner was all like, why don't I have an accent? And Keanu Reeves was all like, I'm Irish. So it wasn't Keanu Reeves, it was Christian Slater, and actually kind of getting him confused with that character in Braveheart.
Wow.
I this would be a lot easier if I was funny. Jack Vermicelli says, how would a Natalie Portman Beowulf cluster work? I'm thinking Tinker Toys, but instead of wooden dowels, latex phalluses.
Wow.
You only get like 2 or 3 quarters. Be a very good
tinker plan. Yeah. Be fun to watch him set it up.
There's apparently a movie coming out fairly soon in which Natalie Portman has a full nude scene or two.
I'm not entirely sure that I think Natalie Portman is attractive.
I'm not entirely sure that you like girls.
Yeah. I mean, she's...
She was pretty hot in Closer.
In Closer?
Yeah, she was a stripper in Closer and had some scenes in a G-string.
Huh.
And apparently they filmed a full frontal, like, entire nude scene with her, and the director cut it because he didn't want to distract from the drama, and then he didn't add it as a deleted scene on the DVD.
I mean, I'm sure that her body is attractive. She looks like a little kid to me.
No, I don't think so.
It's her, I mean, like...
She did in Beautiful Girls, but she was a little kid in Beautiful Girls.
But, I primarily think of her in Garden State, right? And maybe I didn't really find the character attractive.
Yeah. So you should see closer. It's pretty good.
Will it make me want to fuck her like an animal? It was funny. We were at the hardware store today, and I brushed against this cardboard box and knocked this, what I'm pretty sure was a 9-inch nail, out onto the floor. And I grabbed it, and I turned to Hot Stuff and said, you know, my whole existence is flawed. And it was funny. Yeah. I'm going to play a song and hand off. I'm supposed to plug the fact that KMD is doing a talk show tonight. Actually going to be calling listeners on Skype the way we did during our first couple of shows, and it was pretty awful. KMD will have better luck, because he has a lot of Skype experience. He'll know who you can talk to and who you can't. He'll also be better at dealing with the actual technical intricacies of Skype than we were at the time. I thought of a song that I wanted to play. Oh, yeah. I'm going to play a different song from the girl who did Inflammatory Writ, and so you guys will probably hate it. And, all right. I don't know. Nama's going to be there. We're going to have a laptop that I think is capable of broadcasting, so we may... Yeah, we'll figure that out. All right.
So we're going to do a show on Monday?
We're going to do a show on Monday, Thursday. On Monday, I don't know. Where are you going to be?
Probably after we pack the booth, I'm going to go up to L.A.
Because I will be here, but I don't know that we'll make it home in time for the show. So this coming Thursday, we can do it, I think. Either we can broadcast from there and Skype Zeno in, or we can all Skype in. I'll bring headsets and splitters so that we can plug a bunch of us into my laptop. And then we can sit around the hotel room braiding each other's hair and, you know, playing Truth or Dare. All right, so here we're going to play some Joanna Newsom, and we're going to leave you in the capable hands of KMD.
Good night, folks.
Feedback. Feedback.
Svetlana sucks lemons across from me, and I am progressing abominably. Signified, but hit with the signifier.